New Orleans city government says it could be more than a week before operations are back to normal following a ransomware attack. Reporter Jess Clark has more.
Ransomware infects a computer or network and encrypts its data so that it becomes unusable. Then it demands money from the owner to get the data back. Mayor LaToya Cantrell says the city was prepared and has backups of all of the data that was targeted. But the attack means 4,000 individual computers have to be checked for infiltration. That leaves many city employees, including the police, without access to computers or the databases they rely on. Cantrell is calling on city employees to find creative ways to take care of business.
Continue to work manually where necessary, but also getting things done.
The hack follows similar attacks on Louisiana Department of Motor Vehicles and other state agencies last month. In New Orleans, I'm Jess Clark.
Louisiana officials say three parish sheriff's offices have been targeted by hackers in a suspected weekend cyber attack. The Rapide Parish Sheriff says his office received a call from the Sheriff's Association on Friday that Rapides, Washington, and Orleans parishes had all been targeted by hackers. At the same time, a cyber attack in New Orleans shut down city computers Friday. It's unclear if the attacks are related. The sheriff confirmed his office was notified by the state on Sunday that it was again being hacked, prompting it to shut down computers. He said the hack is being investigated from Baton Rouge. Several state agencies fell victim to similar attacks last month. At least one person is dead in an apparent tornado as dangerous storms sweep across the South. The sheriff's office in Vernon Parish, Louisiana, says a person died when a twister struck a home today. A spokesman says officials fear others could be hurt in the area, since crews are still trying to get into hard-hit areas. The storms have destroyed buildings, toppled trees, and downed power lines in several Louisiana communities. And forecasters say more bad weather is on the way. Meteorologist Mark Thibodeau advises,
it's a good idea to be weather aware at least through midnight, then storms ought to shift out after that. And again, main threats will be heavy rain, lightning, some gusty winds, with a few severe storms possible. And it can't totally rule out somewhere, especially north and west of us, up towards maybe Baton Rouge, somewhere like that, maybe an isolated tornado.
LSU quarterback Joe Burrow won the Heisman Trophy in a record landslide vote, becoming the first Tigers player to take home college football's most prestigious award in 60 years. Burrow received 2,608 points and 841 first-place votes. Burrow broke Heisman records for percentage of first-place votes received, percentage of total points received, and margin of victory. Oklahoma quarterback Jalen Hurts was second. Burrow transferred to LSU from Ohio State last season. He finished strong in 2018 and broke out this season, setting a Southeastern Conference record with 48 touchdown passes and leading top-ranked LSU to its first college football playoff appearance. After a 13-0 run so far, only two games remain on the road to a college football playoff national championship for the Bayou Bengals. In celebration of LSU's success, Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin proclaims today as LSU Football Day.
It means it's a great time for us to celebrate the achievements of a team working so hard together, showing spectacular teamwork, and celebrating the individuals that got awards.
Ardoin says today is the day for residents to wear purple and gold and fly their LSU flags. Louisiana education leaders are pushing for all high school graduates by 2029 to leave school with college credit or an industry-related credential. The state's Board of Elementary and Secondary Education and its Board of Regents adopted the goal Wednesday during a joint meeting. If accomplished, the goal would double the current achievement level. The courses are known as dual enrollment classes. Students take college-level courses for both high school and college credit. The Education Department says half of the high school graduating class of 2018 earned at least one course of college credit or an industry credential, but expansion of dual enrollment offerings will come with a price tag that is currently unclear. The Louisiana Agriculture Department says four men have been arrested on allegations they stole, shot, and killed two Asian water buffalo owned by a local rancher. Agriculture Commissioner Mike Strain says the suspects harvested the meat, hide, and heads of the buffalo stolen in Plaquemines Parish. The buffalo were worth an estimated $10,000. Strain says social media posts helped his agency and the Plaquemines Parish Sheriff's Office investigate the cattle theft. The alleged cattle rustlers were booked into the parish detention center on Friday. Strain's office says the men face a fine and possibly jail time if convicted of theft of livestock.